If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Let the transition begin.
It's long overdue. It's just beyond belief.
Warnings of 500,000 deaths by March.
You are a weapon. You have potential to kill.
Unemployed and starving at Thanksgiving.
This is the worst hunger crisis in modern American times.
Good morning, I'm Peter King in Orlando with a CBS World News Roundup. 2 weeks and 2 days after Joe Biden clinched the necessary electoral votes, President Trump has finally okayed the start of the transition to the incoming administration in the form of a letter from the General Services Administration. Our coverage begins at the White House with correspondent Paula Reed.
After weeks of delay, GSA Administrator Emily Murphy officially authorized the initial steps to transfer control of the federal government. Among the resources now available to the Biden team will be $6.3 million in congressionally appropriated funds, along with 175,000 square feet of federal office space, including secure facilities for sensitive intelligence briefings. Murphy wrote she was never directly or indirectly pressured by the White House to delay the process. In response to the news, Mr. Biden's transition team wrote it will soon gain complete understanding of the Trump administration's efforts to hollow out government agencies.
Mr. Biden has announced some of the top players for his administration, starting with foreign policy and national security. CBS's Nicole Killian is with the president-elect in Wilmington.
Key members of President-elect Biden's national security team will be making history if confirmed, like Alejandro Mayorkas, who would be the first Latino to head the Department of Homeland Security. Mayorkas came to the U.S. as a refugee. He tweeted he will oversee the protection of all Americans and those who flee persecution in search of a better life for themselves and their loved ones.
The question is whether this was a wise action.
Mr. Biden will also name Avril Haines as his director of national intelligence, the first woman to hold the role. The president-elect is also bringing back former Secretary of State John Kerry.
We will work to save our planet
as a special climate envoy and elevating the post to the National Security Council.
The committee expects inflation.
Former Federal Reserve Chair Janet Yellen is a leading contender for Treasury Secretary. If confirmed, she would become the first woman to hold the role, succeeding 77 men who have come before her.
Journalist Carl Bernstein claims 21 Republican senators who publicly supported Mr. Trump or stayed quiet actually, quote, repeatedly expressed contempt for the president. Several of those senators or their spokespeople have denied it. Here in Florida, we are getting close to a dubious mark for COVID-19 cases. CBS's Maria Villarreal is in Miami.
Florida is inching towards its 1 millionth coronavirus case, a grim milestone 9 months into the pandemic. Packed bars are frustrating to COVID patients like 28-year-old Jordana Wender.
I understand that people are tired of being cooped up and they just want to get out and live their lives, especially around the holiday season. But this is so real.
Wender is recovering at Jackson Memorial Hospital in Miami-Dade County, where there have been over 200,000 COVID cases. But there is hope.
We are planning to freeze as much of the vaccine as possible.
The hospital is preparing to receive the Pfizer vaccine in a few weeks. Managing nurse Elizabeth Goncalves is cautiously optimistic.
I guess I'm going to take a leap of faith and take it.
Would you also encourage your staff to take it as well?
I think that would be everyone's decision.
South Dakota has one of the highest per capita case rates in the world. CBS's David Begno is in Brookings, South Dakota, the city with the lowest infection rate in the state.
We've normalized mask wearing in our community.
Meet City Council Member Nick Wendell. He says Brookings, the fourth largest city in South Dakota, has committed itself to listening to the scientific evidence.
We've got a citywide mask mandate, and we've got a mask mandate at the university.
The city mandate carries a fine, though Wendell says no one has been cited yet. The Republican Governor Kristi Noem refuses to issue a mask mandate, though the chief medical officer at the largest health system in the Dakotas, Sanford Health, is now calling on the governor to do it.
The governor should put a mask mandate in place. That would help us.
We asked the governor's office for a response. They directed us to this statement that the governor made last week.
I don't want to approach a policy or a mandate just looking to make people feel good.
I see her point of view, but I also see it from the other side. I'm just glad I'm not in her position.
Kristi Noem doesn't give a about COVID. She really doesn't. I mean, that's all there is to it.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo has walked back plans to have his mother and daughters travel to Albany to spend Thanksgiving with him. The latest public official to come under fire for basically saying, do as I say, not as I do, while asking people to make sacrifices during the pandemic. On this Thanksgiving week, the pandemic has tens of millions of Americans asking for help from the country's food banks. Here's CBS's Errol Barnett.
Have a good Thanksgiving!
It's a scene playing out across the country. Jam-packed food banks.
It's just crazy to see the turnout.
Catherine Nguyen, a mother of five, lost her job as a housekeeper during the pandemic.
You have to decide if you're going to pay a bill or not.
Yes, yes.
In Los Angeles, Adolfo Escobar also waited hours to pick up his holiday groceries.
It's not easy. I lost my job. 4 months with no income.
Food insecurity disproportionately affects Black and Latino Americans, especially those with kids. Volunteers are noticing another trend.
Many of the cars you see coming through here, this pandemic is the first time they've ever called for help.
An analysis from the hunger relief organization Feeding America projects more than 50 million Americans will have experienced food insecurity this year.
Apple's head of global security and two sheriff's officials in Santa Clara County, California, have been indicted for bribery. $70,000 worth of Apple equipment for the sheriff's office in exchange for several concealed weapons permits, allegedly. The Apple executive's attorney says he did nothing wrong. He's Jeopardy's all-time champion.
Ken.
What is 200?
200. Chris Carter, CC, yes.
And now the show's producers say Ken Jennings will serve as an interim host when Jeopardy! Resumes taping. New shows with the late Alex Trebek will air through much of December, followed by some best of shows, and then his final appearances in January. Jeopardy! Shows with Ken Jennings will start January 11th. A Netflix series has broken records while stirring Americans' interest in chess. More from CBS's Lelia Luciano.
The new Netflix series, The Queen's Gambit, hit a record 62 million views in less than a month since its release.
Chess isn't always competitive.
Making it the streamer's biggest limited scripted series ever.
Chess can also be beautiful.
It's the fictional story of Beth Harmon, an orphan chess prodigy played by American, British, Argentine Anya Taylor-Joy, and set in the 60s. The series has also sent sales for chess boards soaring, establishing a whole new way to pass the pandemic, Netflix and chess.
It's try again for SpaceX, which scrubbed the launch of 60 internet satellites for the second time last night due to an unspecified technical glitch. They'll give it another shot tonight, a little after 9 Eastern time at Cape Canaveral Air Force Station. And that's the World News Roundup for Tuesday, November 24th, 2020. I'm Peter King, CBS News.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick...
Joke. From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings, early and ad-free on Wondery Plus, starting May 1st.